Exactly 2 weeks ago, on the day the Premier announced plans for compulsory acquisition of land for the gas precinct at James Price Point, he appeared on this program. And on that day, we discussed the actual size of the proposed area to be acquired. Premier, I've been looking at the State Development's master plan for James Price Point. It's much, much larger than 2,000 hectares. There's 3,738 hectares for the precinct. There's a much bigger buffer zone. There's a further 2,000 hectares for a workers' camp. There's also another 1,000 hectares for extra operations. It could be up to 7,000 hectares in size.
The buffer zones will remain as native vegetation. You know, we're talking about the area, and there is an area of sea area, because obviously it goes out where there's a port facility, but it is a very, very small area of land.
But it could be up to 7,000 hectares required for buffer zones, for workers' camp, for the port. It is still a much larger area than 2,000.
No, it's 2,500 that's going to be acquired, plus 1,000 hectares of marine.
Premier Colin Barnett. In the past week, the member for Mining and Pastoral, Robin Chappell, has been pursuing this question further in Parliament, and this is what he told us.
I've asked two questions. The first one didn't elicit very much information. It was certainly the answers were avoided. The second one I honed down and made much more specific. And what I was trying to ascertain was what was being compulsorily acquired by the state in relation to James Price Point. And it appears that instead of being the 3,530 hectares that the Premier has been talking about, the actual areas being sought for notifications of intention to take are 7,457 hectares of land and 2,664 hectares of seabed. Their intention at the moment is quite clearly to take approximately 10,000 hectares, which is three times, in essence, the size that we've been talking about to date. Now, they can continue with that process. They may or may not be able to reduce the area in time. They may or may not hand back some of the compulsory acquisition to vacant Crown land. But quite clearly, they still don't, if they don't know what they're doing, in terms of location, then I think it's very shallow to go about taking significant areas of land if they don't know what they want to use it for. I think there is quite often a difference between what the Premier or the Minister may say or their understanding of what's going on and what the department's actually doing. Now, quite clearly, there has been an application to acquire 10,000 hectares. The Premier may put whatever spin he likes on it. That is what is being sought for compulsory acquisition at this time.
Robin Chappell, the member for Mining and Pastoral, who asked questions in Parliament about the amount of land that will be acquired by the state for the precinct James Price Point. 10,121 hectares will be acquired, and the precinct will be built on just over 3,000 hectares. The state has said that the total amount required for the LNG precinct will be approximately 2,500 hectares of land and 1,000 hectares of offshore marine facilities, taking the total precinct area to 3,500 hectares. That's from the Premier's office.